Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
With all the wheat grown on the Canadian prairies, there's plenty of straw to furnish its use in making pulp and paper. According to Wade Shute of the Alberta Research Council, he and his colleagues have overcome an important technical challenge in processing wheat straw for pulp, and that's the removal of silica from the raw furnish. As Wade Shute explains, silica is absorbed from the soil into the plant, helping the stalk stand straight. But when processed, first, silica inhibits water from draining from the wheat fibers, and second, it forms glass.
Silica in a pulping feedstock will wind up reporting to the black liquor recovery loop, and in the recovery furnaces tends to form glass, which makes it very, very difficult to recover the cooking chemicals, which is a very important part of the economic viability of an existing pulp mill. Top it all off with the reduction in heat transfer efficiencies. Mills would be shutting down and chipping out their recovery boilers on a regular basis, and obviously that interrupts production.
The Alberta Research Council has recently patented a new technology that effectively removes silica from the wheat straw before it is processed as pulp. Thanks today to the Alberta Research Council. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.